This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from Tampa, Florida, all across America on our great radio station affiliates, some of America's great radio stations. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world. Thank you for what you do, as well as our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, and Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for your service to America and keeping America free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and the construction workers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com for all the different things over there you can go over and take advantage of. All righty, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Mike Mulvaney, who is now the chief of staff for the president, besides being the budget director, I think he's doing two things at once, says that President Trump will close the border this week. What say you?
I'm good with that. Interestingly enough, Mexico's not saying a single word about that.
Nope.
They are, in fact, a lot of people don't know this, that they are taking some of these, I don't know what we call them anymore, migrants or whatever it is.
Illegal migrants, yep. Mm-hmm.
They are busing them back. We don't know what that number is, but that is, in fact, happening. So we don't, at least that is something in the step in the right direction. So,
Now, it was reported over the weekend that we are not allowing anybody into the United States on asylum, right?
I'm not convinced of that. I think that is part and parcel of the plan, but I'm not convinced that we're not allowing it. Now, here's a fascinating thing. Governor Newsom, the new governor.
Yes.
California. He's on his way. He's on his way to where? I think it's El Salvador, because he feels like he needs to go down there and kind of get involved in everything. Well,
don't hold your breath. Jeez.
Well, he's part of the reason that people want to come. Why?
Absolutely.
He's offering enticements.
Mr. Freebie.
This will be interesting.
Well, okay, let's say he goes down there and he gets involved and he does whatever he's going to do and he says, we'll take you all in California, hop on a ship and we'll sail you around, or whatever stupid thing he's going to do, because it's not going to make sense. In the meantime, everybody is deeply concerned about this big, huge convoy caravan that we hear that's coming our way that may have as many as 20,000 people in it, but they're not all from El Salvador, Honduras, or whatever down there. What is it? Guatemala. Yeah. Some of these people are, in fact, from China, Southeast Asia, and the Middle East. And those are the reports that I'm getting that nobody's talking about.
Well, to have people from other countries come through our southern border from other countries other than, Latin America is a common occurrence. In fact, China is one of the countries that has a very large group that seemed to come through our southern border.
Yep.
So
mm-hmm.
Now I think somebody needs to watch Newsom very carefully. I mean, I know that we don't prosecute under the Logan Act anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say, you know, this cat had better be very cautious about what he does when he makes this trip.
In other words, to subvert the authority of the U.S. government and the policies we already have in place.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, because that would be a violation of the law, and he could be prosecuted under the Logan Act, but like you said, nobody's had that happen.
Nobody does it, right.
Yeah. But I don't know what else is going to happen, but I do know this. We also heard part two of this, and that was that President Trump may, in fact, cut the aid to the three Central American countries who are probably in the worst dire need of some sort of help.
Yeah, I disagree with that one, but there could be some caveats. And the caveat could be that we will cut the aid until some of these other countries step up. So there might be some conditions to cutting that aid. You know, these countries, we've been giving them aid for years and years and years. And I have to question what that aid is used for. But, you know, it could make things a whole lot worse. In other words, it could virtually cause a fleeing of those countries altogether.
Right.
If they cut aid, then what are you going to have? You're going to have a Syria and a Venezuela, you know, all rolled into one. So you'd have three more countries that are, you know, empty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. You know, why do we not? We have an envoy to Venezuela, which is, I forget his name off the top of my head. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
We have an envoy that's dealing with that. We have essentially an envoy dealing with the Taliban.
Yep.
We put an awful lot of people on the case with Syria.
Yep.
But why don't we have ambassadors or an envoy to these Latin American countries? I mean, we don't have one. I mean, why?
Well, we will discuss that when we come back from this break. And I don't know what the reason is, but I know some of these ambassadorships have been held up in the Senate by procedures and rules. So we'll figure that out. Okay, Kathy, take it away. Tell everybody how to hear us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon is brought to you by the USCCA. You know, what do 285,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common? Well, they all trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. Because whether you use a gun, a club, a knife, whether or not it's a ballpoint pen or some other sharp object that you use to defend yourself, the USCCA knows that the police and the law enforcement agencies won't always get it right. So you will have a legal system on your side if you become a member of the USCCA. Now, remember, all you got to do is go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo that's right there. You'll see a drop-down window that will offer you an opportunity to win a gun a day free. Every day there's a new gun a day. And you'll also see the opportunity, should you become a member, to get $474 worth of free stuff. Now, that stuff includes the Concealed Carry magazine, an award-winning magazine, where every month you get a series of coupons and discounts to buy all sorts of things outdoor-related. And that alone is worth the price of admission and the free popcorn to go with it. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. And click on the USCCA logo. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Back to the situation here. We have a question from Al in Nebraska. He said that his company gets a lot of their wire harnesses from Mexico. And would that mean that it would affect his company and the products they get from Mexico if they close the border?
Yeah, it very well could. I mean, it you know, there's a lot of legitimate commerce that happens between the United States and Mexico, not just with the border states, but certainly with other business. I mean, you've got trucking, you've got legitimate exchange workers and those kinds of things. And so if he closes it, a lot of that will just come to a screeching halt. Unless there's some kind of special provisions that are made, I don't know. But he said the other day that he's, you know, he could close it as early as today and that he's not playing games. So, yeah, it could very well affect normal commerce between the two countries.
Okay, and Jeff in Sarasota is chiming in. That's our chauffeur down there, Jeff. He's saying, happy Democrat, with R-A-D, R-A-T, emphasized day. When a Democrat, meaning rat, finds the Constitution, rationale, and common sense, they are no longer a Democrat. Jeff in Sarasota. Okay, thanks, Jeff. So that's his conversation. Not that it has anything to do with what we're talking about. Let's talk about China. China is said that they're going to continue to suspend the extra tariffs on U.S. vehicles and auto parts, and that's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
So what have we done to China now? Didn't we?
We still have the, you know, we actually added some tariffs. But here's the thing that's very concerning to me when it comes to the China trade deals, and that is our whole agricultural industry and the farmers.
Mm-hmm.
The farmers in the Midwest are absolutely in a devastated condition because of these floods.
They are. Mm-hmm.
It is estimated that $1 billion worth of cattle is over with.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We don't know even what the estimates are on wheat and corn, except
soybeans. Mm-hmm.
Except that it is said that ethanol, in other words, the price of gas at the pump, mm-hmm. could go up as much as 50 or 60 cents a gallon, mm-hmm. because of the dead corn crops, which is obviously, you know, helps with ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
So these farmers have not only were taking a big hit because of the tariffs due to China, but now they're taking these hits. So none of this is good. And mm-hmm. it appears that the one thing that is the real sticking point when it comes to the China trade deal is Huawei, mm-hmm. know, our famous Chinese
yes.
spying operation.
Yes. Now, I have heard from Chris Markowski, who I talked to over the weekend, who mentioned something about this, because we're going to talk about this, that they may go back to the original fuel additives when it came to using corn. And now it's up to 15% now. Is that correct?
I have no idea.
I think it's 15% ethanol they can put in there. And at one time it was 5%. And he was saying that because of the shortage, they could take it back down to where it was, at least temporarily, until they were able to get their stocks back up.
Whatever it is, gas is going to go up.
Yeah.
That's where we are.
But it wouldn't go up as much if they used less ethanol. That's what I'm saying.
Know.
All right. Well,
I
guess we'll know soon. All right. North Korea has come out and cited rumors of the FBI being linked to a raid on their embassy in Spain. What's that all about?
I already wrote about that. I wrote about that, I don't know, probably a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago.
And you're just now griping about it?
Well,
okay.
The North Korea has an embassy in Spain, and apparently there was a team that went in there and kind of broke in and stole a bunch of computers and cell phones and so forth and so on. Well, there's a dissident group against Kim, and this fellow, I've long since forgotten his name. He's not in North Korea, but he's the one that allegedly created that break-in, mm-hmm. including gagging and binding the employees there. So. Mm-hmm. North Korea is blaming it on the FBI, and then they're blaming it on the CIA, and we had nothing to do with it.
Well, the other bad news for Great Britain and perhaps the European Union is that the Brexit deal is in a complete meltdown when it comes to the UK, and Theresa May is under extreme pressure to force some sort of divorce deal with the Brexit group, because that's what the British people voted for.
Right. They want a clean break. Just forget about it. You tried three times, and it's not all Theresa May's fault, by the way. I mean, she gets to take a lot of the blame, but it's not all her fault. Most of it's the European Union, and I would say Germany. Germany is the culprit. But, you know, three strikes and you're out, little Miss Theresa, and that, you know, she's fine with it. I mean, she knows that whatever she puts on the table, it isn't going to make anybody happy. The voters voted for a break, for a divorce. They want it, and now there's even say, well, we're going to vote again in a year. Well, that's going to put Britain into, you know, it's going to look like Tahrir Square during the, you know, Arab Spring.
Now, Major Mac just chimed in here, and he is wondering, he's looking for confirmation on the situation with Navy SEAL Chief Petty Officer, Senior Chief Petty Officer Eddie Gallagher. He said he heard that he was released from the brig and is out of the brig altogether. Well, that's true to a certain sense of the word, but he's still being held.
He's out of isolation.
Right. He's out of isolation, and as far as we know, he's gone back to his unit, which is the Naval Special Warfare Group, number one, and confined to quarters. That's what I know.
No, I don't think he's under the command of the Naval Special Warfare. I think he is under detention by the Marines at Miramar until other clarifications are made between the White House and you know, I would say court-martial officials.
Okay, because there's a Los Angeles Times story that states that he is, in fact, under that particular group, but that's the L.A. Times. You never know what the hell they're going to write. Now, being out of isolation is a good thing, Major Mac is saying.
Yes.
Yes, I totally agree, but that doesn't mean that he's walking around free. That's not what the deal is. So I hope we answered your question. What are you writing about today?
I'm going to write a fascinating article, and it's going to include Lanny Davis.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Some things came to my attention last night, so I had to do some really deep research, and I haven't even finished, but I began last night, I don't know, around 11 o'clock because something popped into my mind, so that's how things work.
Okay, well, that's true, and I did notice you were around about that time, but then I noticed you disappeared so you can catch your cat nap, and you'll probably go, oh, wait a minute, you can't, you got to go on with Scott.
All right.
Yeah, well, you can catch an hour.
Maybe.
All right, well, we'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tonight, same time, same bat channel, so stay low.
All right, thanks.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And good morning, Sam, the paper man. How the heck are you? And you're asking me a question. I'll have to get to it after the break, which is coming up right now. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the United States of America. Thanks for tuning in. Tell your friends.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shop good? Why shop good?
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is threatening to close the U.S.-Mexico border, and the president has ordered the State Department to stop foreign aid to El Salvador, Honduras, and Guatemala. More migrants are now being released by the Border Patrol. Brownsville, Texas Mayor Tony Martinez.
So far, we have been able to handle anything that's come our way, and I think we can, so long as we have, you know, adequate notice to know what's coming. Right now, they're bringing them here. We're feeding them, sheltering them, clothing them, whatever they need at the time.
On CNN's State of the Union, Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney said U.S. lawmakers share the blame for the overload.
Congress won't give us any money to fix it. They won't change the law to fix it, so we're going to do the best with what we have. And if that means pulling people off the ports of entry to put them out on the border where there's no wall, we will absolutely do that.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment. Brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to better serve you. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, I've got an idea for you to jumpstart your career, your paycheck, and turn your life completely around if you're in a go-nowhere dead-end job. Here's more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I want you to check out the National Aviation Academy. That's the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. One is in Concord, Massachusetts. That's a suburb of Boston. They're enlarging the size of their campus. And they also have the other one right here in our backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area. Now, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech, FAA certified. Now, you don't think that's not important in the day and age we live? You better believe it is. They're hiring aviation maintenance techs everywhere and anywhere all around the world. So check them out online at naa.edu. That's NAA.edu. Want to start out your first year at 50, 60, 70, $80,000 a year or more? It's all possible. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. To find out more or check them out online, naa.edu. Schedule a tour. Schedule a tour. Give them a call, 800-659-2080. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. You'll wind up getting the white gloves tour. I guarantee it. All right, National Aviation Academy. Now, the Army is on track to grow by about 2,000 soldiers this year. According to senior leadership, a big drop from the 11,500 troop goal that they were facing last fall. And in order to get there, Army Recruiting Command is pulling out all the stops to shore up new accessions. On the back end, Human Resources Command is offering hundreds of bonuses to keep soldiers on active duty. So bigger bonus changes are in line, filling units with a new slogan, inside the Army's push to recruit a man and a bigger force. By the way, lawmakers who wanted the Navy SEAL Special Warfare Chief Operator, Edward Eddie Gallagher, got their wish as the president stepped in over the weekend. He has been released from solitary confinement. He apparently is not in the brig. He is being confined to quarters, not being allowed to go anywhere. We may find out more about that today. Denise surmised that he may be under guard of the Marines, which I would not doubt, but he certainly is confined to quarters with the Special Warfare Group 1 unit that he was originally assigned to. And the U.S., if the U.S. opts out of the development of a low-yield nuclear missile, you can expect the Navy to deploy the new low-yield nuclear missiles that are on nuclear subs as the nation's undersea nuclear deterrent, according to the commander of STRATCOM. We'll wait and see more about that. By the way, the USS Harry S. Truman may not be getting retired after all. Navy leadership this week said they had no intention of letting the Defense Department shed an aircraft carrier instead of refuel it. So it's back in, and they're currently refueling the carrier, getting ready to put it right back out again. And we have a situation with a U.S. Navy warship that was deployed to the Persian Gulf, which has been stuck at sea for months due to a viral outbreak of what's likely to be the mumps. And service members are continuing to fall ill as the medical workers try to get the situation under control, this according to the Fifth Fleet. This is not a pretty sight if they're out there with the mumps, because, boy, that's as contagious as measles can be. Also, the Royal Thai Air Force combat controllers and the U.S. Air Force Tactical Air Control Party airmen trained together during Exercise Cope Tiger during the month of March, as Thailand worked to train troops with the ability to call in airstrikes during combat. And we'll see how all that works out as the United States is playing another vital role in training troops in other countries. By the way, Offutt Air Force Base resumed limited daytime operations at its runway after inspections revealed no structural problems resulting from the severe flooding at the Nebraska Air Base. So that's a good thing there. Hopefully that'll stay that way. Now, the Marine Corps is going to have some problems because North Carolina is saying they could permanently ban big wind power projects from the most energy-intensive parts of the state's Atlantic coast, where the Marine Corps is talking about using just that for power and also banning military flights over those areas. Now, whether or not that's going to happen or not, I don't know. By the way, a Marine general is appealing to the public to help catch some dangerous criminals responsible for a small on-base blast at Camp Foster. Now, a Marine official is asking for the public to help in apprehending those responsible in breaking into Camp Foster on March the 24th and detonating an incendiary device outside a building that houses the Japanese government officials. Hopefully they'll catch these guys. By the way, new CENTCOM boss is Marine General Kenneth McKenzie Jr., who took command over the weekend, Friday, technically. The new U.S. Central Command leader takes over for Army General Joseph Voltel, who is now retired. McKenzie now oversees all U.S. military efforts in the world's most volatile region. And from the Coast Guard will put readiness much higher on its priority list for fiscal 2020, according to the Commandant Carl Schultz. That's going to be a good thing. The Coast Guard is a very needed homeland security force that does a lot more than just go down on the border and go after bad guys. We actually have a Coast Guard cutter right now in the South China Sea, believe it or not. Now, a bipartisan group of senators introduced a bill that would prohibit the United States from transferring F-35 fighter jets to Turkey until Ankara abandons its plans to buy a Russian air defense system. We'll see how that goes. And there's no delay now for new veterans under the community care rules, despite concerns from advocates that the veterans' choice is now happening in 10 weeks, unless critics can find a way to stop it. By the way, two senators want to revoke the BRAC-like review of VA facilities. They're trying to revoke a law that Congress approved last year to launch a nationwide review of VA facilities to determine which ones to close and where to invest. Now, to me, that makes perfect sense. But that's just me. And a former National Security Agency contractor pleaded guilty late last week to stealing classified material over more than 20 years in what could be the largest breach of classified information in U.S. history. Holy cow. Holy cow. By the way, President Donald Trump signed an executive order authorizing the implementation of an across-the-board federal pay raise. Over a month after Congress formally enacted the 1.9 pay increase through government appropriations legislation. And we'll see how all that works. And the top Democrat on the Senate's powerful spending panel wants the Trump administration to hold up on a $1 billion Apache helicopter sale to Egypt until it pays the bills of an American citizen wounded in a 2015 attack by that same U.S. made aircraft. We'll see what happens. Okay, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark, and thank you very much, Donna. We appreciate that. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Mission Barbecue, because every Tuesday you can come have lunch with the captain over at Mission Barbecue, 5602 West Waters Avenue in Town and Country. Now, on Friday, I was up at the one at USF on Bruce B. Downs. We had a Vietnam Veterans National Recognition Day lunch. A large group of Vietnam veterans appeared there. A number of us were honored for our service to America. We thanked them very much for doing that. A couple of guys that were there were suffering from Agent Orange, and it's a terrible thing to see, but this is all part of what happened in Vietnam. But in the meantime, I will be at the Mission Barbecue location on West Waters, which is you get off the Veterans Expressway, go past the first traffic light, and they're between the first and second traffic light, right on the corner where that second light is. You turn right in the driveway, big American flag up front. When there from 12 noon to 1:30 p.m. All right, joining us right now, we've got Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
China is in the news because China says they will continue to suspend the extra tariffs on the U.S. vehicles and auto parts that we ship over there. That's a pretty good thing.
Well, we didn't raise tariffs like we said we were going to do. This was supposed to start, say, the beginning of March. Other interesting news about China is that some of their factory orders and economic numbers coming in, and they're doing actually starting to improve. And I just has to do with some stimulus that was injected into their economy over there. Again, with numbers coming out of China, it's kind of difficult to see whether they're accurate or not.
Mm-hmm.
But some people are saying that, you know, maybe our tariffs are not having the desired effect. I do think that they are to some degree. I think that China as well, though, really does want to come to some sort of resolution.
Okay, and fair to assume then that this might have some bearing also on North Korea in some way, where we might have China, maybe because we're being nice to them, they might help us with North Korea?
Well, I think that is, you know, China is they're pulling the strings on North Korea without a doubt. So, you know, I think if China, you know, tells the North Koreans this is the way it's going to be, they're going to eventually follow suit. I mean, they're so reliant upon China to just stay afloat. So we can hope so. You know, and I think without a doubt, we know that without a doubt that China, you know, has that, it's like an ace up their sleeves as far as negotiations are concerned.
Yeah, now I keep watching the market and the response from the market, and I keep hearing investors. I hear a lot of different business talk shows that are talking about our markets and this, that, and the other. But it's kind of funny because the Standard & Poor's 500 index just notched the best quarter that they've ever had since 2009.
Yeah, first, well, we had there was a lot to improve. You know, you take a look at quarters because everybody remembers what happened in December. We were all told that the sky was going to fall and the world was going to end, and markets came down, and they had quite a way to bounce back up after that. You slide to the downside, so that most certainly helped out. But yeah, the market performance in the first quarter has been great.
Now I'm watching Boeing, and I'm listening to the reports, and I believe that they now have the, if they don't have it, they're very close to having the computer fixed patch, whatever they call it, to take care of what they believe the problem is with the MAX 8 and MAX 9. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. They leave it right away since the Lion Air crash, the original crash back in October. They set out to work on this. Again, we don't have the final word as to reasoning why it looks like the Ethiopia Airlines crash looks like almost identical from what I've been reading to what happened. And again, it may come down to just not understanding how the system worked. And again, everybody's going to be pointing fingers at each other in regards to this. And it, you know, may have been Boeing's fault that they didn't, you know, properly, you know, tell the pilots what they needed to really train on. And maybe they were, you know, expecting that these pilots were as qualified as American pilots.
Mm-hmm.
So again, we're going to find out, you know, what it's all going to come out. But, you know, I think that there'll be a fix, probably with, you know, very shortly.
That's where I was going next, was a training issue that I've already heard tossed out by several different experts in the field. And, you can't just flip a switch on an airplane and think that things are going to be all right. You have to be able to fly it.
Oh, no, absolutely, though. But the thing is that the plane is marketed as, okay, here's, you know, basically a replacement plane for the 757, and, you know, you're not going to need to have the additional training. It's not really necessary.
Yeah.
That's problematic.
Because, I don't think that's true anymore.
That's, you know, that's a part of the purchase price. When airlines are considering whether or not they're going to buy a plane, they want the entire cost that is involved.
Mm-hmm.
There's also various different options in regards to security that these planes, or safety, excuse me, that these planes didn't have that they could have been bought. And I don't know why that they're optional.
Yeah, me neither. And I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is how you find out more about him. you know, a lot of my friends that have retired, that have gone on Social Security, they got bored, and maybe they had a pension to boot, and they got sick and tired of sitting at home. So they went out and they took different jobs, and they're making $200, $300 a week. That's about all they need on top of what they got. to help them out, get things going by there. But the more I think about it and the more I see and the more I hear, because I was with three guys the other night at the baseball game Saturday night, and every one of them went back to work, every one of them, for a couple $100 or $300 a week on top of their pension, on top of their Social Security. And there's more and more people that are doing that, isn't there?
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, today it's a grand opportunity for people to, you know, with all the availability in regards to health and diet and keeping yourself in shape. And, you know, I'm a big believer that, in life, you know, as human beings, we need to be overcoming obstacles and going out there and creating challenges and overcoming those challenges. And
sure.
I think that's important, you know, for people to do. I think it's part of living a life that you're going to be, you know, satisfied with. I think it's just a normal programming for humans. And I think that, you know, if you're able to work, in some way, shape, manner, form, you don't have to, you know, do the, you know, call it the old grind, you know, the, you know, 40 hours a week. I haven't worked 40 hours a week. I think since I was in high school. But,
you want yeah, to what's down, 40 hours a week?
Nothing. you know, you want to put in, you know, and work a little bit over the course of a week. I think it's great. And I think it'll, you know, lift your lifestyle up. And you don't want to, why retire and then have to downsize? Well, not so much downsize, but have to limit the things that you love to do. It can actually keep you up with the same lifestyle I had before you retired.
Yeah, I'm on the radio 23 hours a week. I love what I'm doing 6 days a week. Plus, I appear on other radio shows. I'm not complaining at all, and I do as much as I possibly can, as long as the old voice will hold out, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and it's not just the hours you're on air. It's the prep work, too.
So now, oh, yeah, God knows. To do a four-hour show, it takes about 8 hours of show prep.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's wander over a little bit and talk about gasoline, because we've got a terrible problem apparently coming up with ethanol because of a lot of the crops that have been washed out, the corn in particular, in the upper Midwest, and it's going to create a shortage of ethanol. Now, ethanol...
Good.
Okay,
hey,
but...
Hey, do away with the ethanol.
Well, here's what I'm thinking. If they're... What are they at? 15% now with the ethanol? Is that about where they're at?
I don't know exactly what the mandate is. Okay?
Yeah, but wasn't it at one time like 5%?
I don't remember. I know it was staggered in.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm not sure what it is now. But here's a great opportunity to say, listen, we're done.
Yep.
It's over.
Mm-hmm.
It's an environmental disaster. Mm-hmm. What it is they created another industry where a lot of people are making a hell of a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason. Corn is not an environmentally friendly crop. It's terrible on the soil. It's terrible in regards to the amount of fertilizer that mm-hmm. is needed because the soil gets degraded. Better things could be grown, without a doubt. We do not need to be putting food into our automobiles.
We have a suggestion from Sam the Paper Man. He says, now is the time for cow patties. Plenty of methanol in them. Just saying.
Yeah. The ethanol is a disaster. Even Al Gore admits that it's a disaster, for crying out loud.
Mm-hmm.
End it now.
Yep. All right. Well, we'll let you go. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. You have yourself a great show.
You got it. You too.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, and go to thewatchdogonwallstreet.com to find out more about where his show is and how you can hear it all across America on some of America's great radio stations, just like this show is, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, Monday through Saturday. We go on here at 2 a.m. in the morning. During the week, we're on 2 to 6, and Saturdays, 2 to 5, live. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.